Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a call and response riff from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and widen it in a way that feels right for old school jungle and DNB. This is one of those classic club techniques that can make a simple idea sound way bigger, way more musical, and way more alive. The big thing to remember here is that in drum and bass, space is power. If everything sits in the middle, the drop can get crowded really fast. But if you spread the call and response with intention, you get movement, width, and excitement without wrecking the low end. So we're going to keep this beginner-friendly, use stock Ableton tools, and build something that feels sample-based, punchy, and DJ-friendly. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a new Ableton Live set and set your tempo somewhere around 164 BPM. That's a really solid old-school jungle starting point, though anywhere from 160 to 172 can work depending on the vibe you want. Then make a few tracks so your session stays organized. Create one track for drums, one for the riff call, one for the riff response, one for sub, and one for effects or atmosphere. If you want to keep things even cleaner, group the two riff tracks together. That way, later on, you can balance them like one musical idea instead of treating them like random separate parts. For the drum context, drop in a breakbeat loop or build a simple chopped break with drum rack. You do not need anything fancy yet. Even a basic break pattern is enough, because the whole point is to hear how the riff sits against that rolling rhythmic bed. In jungle and DNB, the groove is part of the hook. Now let's build the call. On the riff call track, load up simpler and drag in a short sound. This could be a vocal chop, a drum hit, a synth stab, a brass-like sample, or even a little piano or string hit that you resample into something more percussive. Put simpler into one-shot mode so the sound plays cleanly and doesn't behave like a long loop. Now tighten it up. Trim the start so the transient hits right away. If the sample is too bright, pull the filter down a little, maybe somewhere between 8 and 14 kHz depending on the sound. If you want to shift the vibe, transpose it a little. 0, minus 3, or plus 2 semitones are all good places to start. You're not trying to write a huge melody here. You're just making a short, punchy phrase that says, here's the idea. Program a simple one-bar phrase with just two or three hits. That's enough. In jungle and DNB, leading space is often what makes the groove hit harder. Try placing one hit on beat one, another on the offbeat, maybe the end of two, and another somewhere near the end of the bar. You want it to feel like a question, like it's asking the listener something. Now make the response. The easiest beginner move is to duplicate the call track and turn that duplicate into the response. But the important part is not to just copy it exactly. The response needs to feel like an answer, not a clone. So change it in one or more of these ways. Shift it up an octave or a fifth, move it down a few semitones, change the sample, or change the rhythm so it lands differently. A really nice old-school approach is to make the call a little darker and more direct. Then make the response a little brighter or more open. Or flip that if you want the second phrase to feel like it lifts the energy. The key is contrast. If both phrases are too similar, the width won't feel meaningful. Your ears need to hear a difference in tone, timing, and placement. Before we widen anything, clean up the tone. Add EQ 8 to both riff tracks. High pass them somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz so they're not fighting the kick and sub. If the sound feels muddy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's too harsh or pokey, ease off a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. This is super important in DNB because the low end has to stay focused, and the breaks already carry a lot of mid-range energy. The cleaner the core, the better the width will feel later. For the sub, keep it on its own track and keep it mono. Use a simple bass sound, maybe operator or analog, or even a sampled bass and simpler. Then use utility to collapse it to mono if needed, and keep it focused below about 120 Hz. That way, the low end stays solid while the riff gets to breathe above it. Now we can place the riff in the stereo field. Start simple. Pan the call slightly left, maybe 15 to 30%. Pan the response slightly right by a similar amount. Don't go too extreme straight away. A lot of beginners overdo panning and it starts to feel fake or disconnected. Small shifts can already create a strong sense of width if the sounds themselves are different enough. If you want a bit more motion, automate the pan a little over time. For example, let the call sit left in the first half of the phrase, then let the response open to the right as the answer comes in. That makes the phrase feel like it's bouncing across the speakers. You can also try auto-pan on one of the sounds with a low amount, something like 10 to 25%. Keep it subtle though. In DNB, width should support the groove, not distract from it. Next, let's add space. Use echo or delay on the response track. A short 1/8 or dotted 1/8 delay can work really well. Keep the feedback fairly low, around 15-30%, and filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the low end. You want to feel the echo rather than clearly hear a bunch of repeats. That's the trick. On the call, you might keep it drier so it stays focused, while the response gets the delay treatment and feels like it's answering back across the room. You can also add a small amount of reverb to either track. Keep the decay short, around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, and the wet level low, maybe 5-15%. Too much reverb will smear the groove, and jungle really depends on clarity. The space should feel musical, not foggy. At this point, you're already creating width the right way through contrast. A dry hit followed by a slightly smeared or delayed answer will sound wider than two sounds with identical processing. That's one of the big mindset shifts in production. Width is often more about arrangement and contrast than just stereo tools. Now let's do a really classic sampling move and resample the whole thing. Create a new audio track called Riff Resample and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then record a few bars of the riff while the drums are playing. This is powerful because now you've committed the movement into audio. That means you can chop it, reverse bits, re-edit it, and treat it like a classic sampled hook. That kind of treatment really fits the old-school jungle vibe. Once you've recorded it, find the best bar or two, crop it, and consolidate it if needed. You can even slice it up and reposition the hits if you want it to feel more edited and broken up. That's one of the reasons resampling is so useful. It turns a simple MIDI idea into something that feels like a real jungle production technique. Now we'll glue the idea into the arrangement. Think in sections. For the intro, you might tease a filtered version of the riff. For the build, bring in just the call. For the drop, let the full call and response play with the breakbeat. Then for a switch up, swap the stereo positions or drop out the call for a bar so the response hits harder when it comes back. Then in the outro, strip things down again and leave the drums or a final echoed phrase to carry the energy out. Automation is your best friend here. Move the filter cutoff into the drop. Push the reverb or delay a little before a fill. Nudge the volume or pan for emphasis on the last hit of a phrase. Even tiny changes, every 8 or 16 bars, can make a loop feel like a real track instead of a static pattern. Let's talk about a few common mistakes, because these come up a lot. First, don't make the call and response too similar. If they sound almost identical, the stereo field won't feel intentional. Change the rhythm, octave, or tone so they really converse. Second, don't leave too much low end in the riff. The sub and kick need that room. High pass the riff and keep the sub separate and mono. Third, don't overwiden everything. If you push stereo effects too hard, the mix can get hollow or facey, especially in mono. Keep checking the sound in mono so you know the width is actually helping. Fourth, don't drown the riff in long reverb. DNB needs punch and clarity. If the groove starts to lose bite, back off the effects. And fifth, always listen to the riff against the drums. In this style, the breaks are not just background, they're part of the hook. If widening the riff makes the break feel weaker, the riff is doing too much. A few pro tips can help you push the sound further. Keep the sub mono, always. That's not optional if you want club impact. Use utility and don't let stereo tricks mess with the low end. Add a little saturation if the riff feels too polite. A touch of saturator with soft clip can give it more grit and help it cut through the mix. Try making the response darker than the call, or the other way around. That kind of tonal contrast creates instant drama. If you want a more authentic jungle feel, let the riff interact with the ghost notes and snare placement of the break. That makes it feel like it belongs to the groove instead of sitting on top of it. And always check mono early. If the riff disappears or gets thin, then your width is probably relying too much on phase tricks and not enough on actual arrangement strength. Here's a quick practice move you can do right now. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Pick one sample. Write a one-bar call with two or three notes. Duplicate it and make a response that's different in octave or rhythm. Pan the call a little left and the response a little right. High pass both around 100 Hz. Add a subtle delay to the response. Put a mono sub underneath. Play it against a breakbeat loop. Then resample four bars of the result and ask yourself, does this feel wider, clearer, and more like jungle? If you have time, flip the stereo positions and compare the two versions. Sometimes the smallest change makes the biggest difference in the drop. So to wrap it up, build your riff as a conversation, not just a loop. Keep the low end clean and mono. Create width with panning, timing, delay, reverb, and resampling. Make the call and response different in tone, rhythm, or octave. And always test everything against the drums, because in DNB the groove and the hook have to work together. If you can take a tiny riff and make it feel wide, punchy, and musical in Ableton Live 12, you're already thinking like a jungle producer.